Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
My Freddy Bear by Janice Elwood, Davenport, Iowa, USA. I don't know the full name of my hero. We only knew him by the name of Freddy. He was a volunteer maintenance man at a battered women's shelter where I was staying in 1967. Freddy was always acting like a clown, trying to make us gals and our kids laugh, to prove to us by his antics that not all men are alike. Freddy was a good person, and he had a heart of solid gold. All the women and children in the shelter loved him. We looked at him as kind of a big brother, even though he was younger than most of us. I didn't know just how generous Freddy really was at first, but I found out that summer. Even though Freddy had a regular job, he didn't make much money. Imagine our surprise when one day he came to our shelter carrying 44 teddy bears. There was one bear for every woman and child in the shelter, with two left over. Freddy went to a store that specialized in stuffed animals. He walked in and told the store owner, "I want to buy all the stuffed bears you have." The owner went into a mild shock and politely requested an explanation. When she heard why Freddy wanted them, she volunteered to sell them to Freddy at cost. Freddy had wanted only 40, but she pointed out that by the time he returned to the shelter, new admissions may have occurred. So he left with 44. When he presented the kids and their moms with the bears, he said, "I hope you like the teddy bears." A little girl of 6 responded while clutching her cuddly new friend, "This ain't no teddy bear. This is a Freddy bear." Thus began a new tradition at the battered women's shelter. He didn't do it all the time. He did it on special occasions only, like Mother's Day and Christmas. One time he did it on Valentine's Day, which made many of us girls cry because we had no one but him to let us know that someone cared. You may ask how Freddy was able to do this. It wasn't until I left the shelter that someone told me how Freddy had rounded up all those bears. Freddy lived at home with his folks, so he managed to save up all of his money that he earned as a maintenance man. Some say he asked for donations from friends. Others say that he went without meals and used that money to buy the bears. I just don't know. Over 30 years later, my Freddy Bear is no longer with me. It became an heirloom that I passed down to my daughter, and she in turn passed it on to her daughter. Freddy taught me that when you are at your lowest, there was always a hand to grasp and be pulled up by.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.